And Oahu's Leeward Valley represents a cultural heritage to those now pushing to preserve it from the threat of development. Civil Beat political opinion editor Chad Blair has today's reality check. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Beth Ann. Long time no talk.
Absolutely, but glad we're talking about this one.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about this part of the Waianae Coast and the valley that is really concerning to those who are living there and who've been trying to fend off development interests for quite some time. Why are they concerned again now?
Well, as our Blaze Lovell reports in his story, and it's a terrific story up on our website today, we're talking about an area called Kea'au Valley. It's specifically called Ohikilolo. And folks out on the west side, particularly along the Waianae Coast, they've been seeing these luxury developments near Makaha, nearby, and they're worried that that might eventually come over into this area. And the area that we're talking about, it's about 600 acres of former ranch land, and there's a concern that people will be looking at it as either a possible landfill or a golf course or a luxury subdivision. As you know, there is only so much land in these islands, and developers are constantly looking for new places, and that's the concern, that we should preserve it rather than have it developed.
When you drive by it, it just doesn't seem like a whole lot to some people. You just see trees and maybe a couple of cows. But why is this so important to the people who are trying to protect it now?
Well, this is what's amazing. There was actually a report some years back that says that there are many hundreds of archaeological sites, that includes a Heiau, at least one, that it might in fact be the densest such collection dating back well over 1,000 years. And of course, we're talking about a native Hawaiian establishment described in this report as once being a very vibrant community. So while it may look like a pile of rocks to some people, in fact, it's something that people in that district, in particular a Waianae Coast resident, an educator who's been pushing to preserve it, says, look, we'd like to not only practice our culture in this area, but also have the public come and learn from it. We can't just, you know, bulldoze this over.
Is that going to be enough to be able to protect it at this juncture? Have you talked to some lawmakers and to sort of, you know, test the waters with them and to see how keen they are on seeing this protected?
Right. Blaze did reach out. Miley Shimabukuro is the area state senator, and she's looking at asking the land board, the Department of Land and Natural Resources, for a state conservation district designation. There's a way that you could call this a traditional cultural property and then thus preserve it. But we can also tell you that for now, the owners, it's primarily a family in Arizona, they say they don't really have any plans to develop it at this point. No current plans, although one can guess that they could be approached again as they have in the past. That's got residents in the area. Cynthia Resentes in particular comes to mind saying, you know, we're kind of in a waiting game. Here we are again. Will it be developed? Can we preserve it? But for now, we can tell you that at least one lawmaker is seeking to preserve the area through the state.
You mentioned that the Pickering family owns it. Have there been any dialogues with the family to see if, you know, how interested they might be in seeing this protected as opposed to any other way of developing it?
Well, certainly that would have to involve them as the landowner. And Blaze did reach out, and they did say that, you know, certainly they don't see any efforts to develop it right now. One wonders whether there would be, you know, if money's involved to develop it, whether they might change their mind. But the family would have to agree with the state in order to have this area conserved.
Well, we'll see if they do. Thanks, Chad. Good to talk to you as always.
You too, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today featuring political opinion editor Chad Blair.